Well, now to Indianapolis, where there is some controversy over a statue of Jesus Christ. It's not your typical Jesus statue. It's a homeless Jesus sleeping on a park bench. It was dedicated by the Roberts Park United Methodist Church, where Reverend Andrew Holmes is the pastor. He's with us now. Welcome.
Pleased to be with you.
So why did you decide to put this statue there in Indianapolis?
Roberts Park is the oldest downtown Methodist church serving the community and has been for nearly 200 years. And a lot of its work has been around dealing with the homeless community. For the last 20 years, it's had a ministry of serving food to the homeless. And we have now around 250 to 300 every Sunday lunchtime come and have a hot meal with us. And in celebration of that and in recognition of a start of a new ministry of education for people who need to know about homelessness, we looked to find something that would provide a permanent and visible reminder to the community of a community that is often seen as transient and invisible.
And describe what this looks like exactly.
It's a park bench on which there is a figure of a man huddled up underneath the blanket wrapped around him, faces almost covered by the blanket, and the feet are exposed. So as you approach it, it looks very much like someone who might be regarded as homeless sleeping on a bench. And the exposed feet, which have the marks of crucifixion in it, are the indicator that this is actually Jesus.
And there are some people who have looked at this and said, wouldn't this money, the $40,000 that this statue cost, be better spent on doing exactly what you've been talking about, just providing meals to the homeless rather than putting this piece of art out there?
I can see that point of view. And clearly, we work in partnership with three other big agencies in Indianapolis, the Wheeler Mission, which is a hostel, Outreach Inc., which is a teenage homeless charity, and the Neighborhood Christian Legal Clinic, who provides legal services. And the partnership part of all of this, I think, is the important part of where we've come from. Because what we're trying to say is that this is something that is happening on a wider scale than perhaps the community want to recognize or indeed admit to. And so what we're wanting to try and do is not just to meet the frontline needs. And if we were taking this money out of our frontline purses, then yes, I could see that as a valid argument. But this came as new money to us from new gifts with a very dedicated purpose of saying, we want to place something here that's going to stay for the future. So it's doing its purpose.
But are you surprised by the mixed reactions? Because it's not just the people who have said, you shouldn't have put this there. There's also a woman who had to call the paramedics because she thought that this was a real person lying on the park bench.
I haven't heard that myself here in Indianapolis, but I do admit my office looks out over the parking lot. I can see the statue and I see people react to it in very different ways. People will walk past it. They will walk around it as if it was somebody that was there. And that's a testament in one sense to Timothy Smalls, the sculptor's skill to actually make this look like something you've really got to think about.
Why do you think then that the image that we so associate with Jesus Christ is Jesus on the cross or with his arms spread, welcoming his followers like we see on the Christ the Redeemer statue in Brazil? Why do you think those ones are the ones that we see so often and not this one?
I think that the homeless Jesus statue is actually everyone. I think that when you approach it, it's a human being. And that's the level at which you first interact with it. Is this someone? After examining it, after being close to it, you can then see the marks that indicate that it's Jesus. And at that point, I think your position changes with it because then you're asked to react to it in the sense of, well, if I think this was Jesus, what would I do now? And I think that that's the important part of where this sculpture comes from. The view of a all-welcoming Jesus is a great one, and that's certainly the love that we would like to see conveyed through this statue is the love that all of the organizations that we've mentioned are involved in trying to show the love of Christ in action. And that's the key to where we are today.
You know, I take this news and I put it together with all of the news that we've heard about Pope Francis. Now, I realize you're at a Methodist church and Pope Francis is Catholic, but it does seem as though that Christians around the world are starting to refocus attention on the poor, on the less fortunate in society. Is that your sense?
I think so it is, because I think that what comes to this in the end is not you know, what is your doctrinal soundness, or do you have faith that moved mountains, or are you a good attender at your church? Jesus in Matthew 25 simply asked the question, if you see somebody hungry or in prison or naked, what are you going to do? Are you going to feed them, clothe them, give them shelter? And those that respond yes are the ones that he says, well, then you're doing it to me.
That's Reverend Andrew Holmes, who's the pastor of Roberts Park United Methodist Church in Indianapolis, which dedicated the homeless Jesus statue on one of the city's park benches. Reverend Holmes, thank you for joining us.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you.